السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, we are passing through the Mubarak month of Quran, month of Ramadan. It's mentioned with regards to the first revelation, or before the first revelation that came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in hadith of Sahih Bukhari that hubbiba ilayhil khala'u, solitude was made beloved to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would love to be alone. He would separate himself from the people, and he would go up to the Jabal Nur, to the cave of Hira, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend nights there in the cave of Hira, and he would engage in ibadat. He would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would devote himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reflection, in turning to Allah. And he would take provisions for that. And then when the provisions would come to an end, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go back, and he would meet again Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Thereafter he would once again, after some time, take provisions again and go back up to the cave of Hira. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend time like this in solitude until the day came when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam appeared with the first revelation and said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Iqra. And the first wahi was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first few ayats of Suratul Alaq. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. After that first experience with this majestic angel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam descended and he came to his respected beloved wife Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and he said to her, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, wrap me up, wrap me up. And then he recounted his experience with Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And he mentioned, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي, I feared for my life. It was such a new experience, such a difficult experience. He said, I feared for my life. So as Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha said, no way, kalla, wallahi la yukhzika Allahu abada. Allah Ta'ala will never disgrace you. Allah Ta'ala will not ever cause you any harm, because you are a person who joins family ties. You always speak the truth. You assist, you relieve the burdens of people. You are hospitable to your guests. You assist people at the times of disaster. You're a man of such beautiful qualities. Allah Ta'ala will never cause you any disgrace. So, the lesson I want to draw from here is this love of solitude of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved solitude, and solitude was made beloved to him. Therefore, it's important that each one of us have some time for ourselves, and where we use that time to connect to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another beautiful example of this is the i'tikaf that will be commencing, the sunnat i'tikaf, inshallah, next week, Friday, at the time before Maghrib, the mu'takifeen have to be in. So, here again, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would set up a tent in the Masjid al-Nabawi. And the purpose of that tent again was so that he can be in solitude with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Some time where a person cuts himself off from all the makhluk and he links himself to the Khaliq. He links himself to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, if you look at that solitude, there was solitude, then there was Quran, revelation of Quran, and then Hazrat Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha recalled the service and the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the ingredients that will inshallah mold our lives and make us beneficial to ourselves and to mankind in general. If you look at the sequence of the revelation, the sequence of the first revelation of the first few surahs, first surah to be revealed was Suratul Alaq. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqal insan. Where Allah Ta'ala gave the command of reading, reciting. Reciting what? Quran. Read in the name of your Lord. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. So, reciting the Quran. Then, another of the early revelations was, then Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Suratul Muzammil. So, in Surah Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a command of Qumil layla illa qalila. Stand up at night, except for a little while. Again, this time at night is a time for solitude. A time where a person links himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what will be your duty, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you stand up at night and when your followers stand up at night at the time of tahajjud salah? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Recite the Qur'an in slow, measured tones. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Why? Because إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. During the day you have a lengthy swim. You have a lengthy swim in the masses of mankind, making effort, making mujahada, striving for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at night, take out some time for solitude. Take out some time to connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enlighten yourself so that during the day you can spread that nur amongst mankind. So the first revelation was Iqra. Thereafter came Suratul Qalam. There he talks about the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. Thereafter Suratul Muzammil, where he talks about this time again for solitude. Wad in Surah Muzammil, Allah Ta'ala says, Wadhkur isma rabbika. Make dhikr of the name of your Lord. Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. And cut yourself off from everything and link yourself only to one Allah. Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. Who is that Allah? Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi. La ilaha illa hu. The Lord of the East and the West. And there is none worthy of worship beside him. Fattakhidhu wakila. Take him as your guardian. Fattakhidhu. If he is on your side, then who can oppose you? Yansurkumullah. فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah helps you, no one can overpower you. So take that inspiration at night. And thereafter, during the day, make effort amongst mankind. The next surah to be revealed after Muzammil was Muddathir. Now Allah Ta'ala gives a command, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرِ قُمْ فَأَنذِرِ. Stand up and warn. Go and make give the da'wat amongst creation. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Proclaim the greatness of your Lord. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. So again, time for solitude. In that solitude, there's tilawat of the Quran. You enlighten yourself. There's dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You enlighten yourself. And during the day now, you go into mankind and you be of benefit to mankind by means of da'wat ilallah, by means of inviting towards Allah, by means of teaching the Quran, and by means of khidmat and service to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when we look at one of the first words of advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave in Madina Munawwara, first words of advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave in Madina Munawwara, recorded by Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, who was a Jewish rabbi before accepting Islam. So Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, he reports that one of the first words of advice he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Afshu salam, وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spread the salam, afshu salam, spread salam to who you know, who you don't know, spread salam and feed people. So here is benefit to mankind, spreading of salam and feeding people, service to the creation, and joining family ties, wasilul arham, and then wasallu bil layl wan nasu niyam, perform salah at night whilst people are sleeping. Now spend some time in solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So during the day you are swimming amongst the masses, you are spreading salam, you are being of benefit to mankind, you are feeding people, you are giving da'wat, you are joining family ties. And at night, wasallu billayl wa nasu niyam. Now you turn to Allah, cut yourself from everything else, and link yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is a rehearsal of all these a'mal. All these a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it together. One is excessive Quran. Excessive recitation of the Quran. This was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the way of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This was the way of our akabirin. That excessive recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. So a person is in solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Taraweeh salah, tahajjud salah, and then i'tikaf, as I said, where a person is now linking himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, together with that, another feature of the Sahaba of the Ramadan of the Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was generosity to mankind. It's reported in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, an Ibn Abbas. He says, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ajwad an nas." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous of mankind. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. But he was most generous in the month of Ramadan. حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلِ. At the time when Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَانَ جِبْرِيلُ يَلْقَاهُ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانِ. Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night of Ramadan. فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. And Jibreel alayhi salam used to rehearse the Quran with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam used to recite to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tilawat of the Quran, solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Quran, enlightening oneself. And what used to be the effect of that? Fala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina yalqahu Jibreel أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. And then what was the temperament of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم after that? What happened to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم after that? After he would meet with Jibreel عليه السلام, he was more generous with good than a wind which was let loose. A wind that was let loose, that he became so generous. So again, tilawat of the Quran, solitude, a time for solitude, a time to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a time to recite the Quran, a time to enlighten oneself, and thereafter spread the good among society. Make khidmat of the creation of Allah, and invite the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, beloved brothers, respected elders, this is our rehearsal during this month of Ramadan, and that should remain also after the month of Ramadan, that we attach ourselves to the houses of Allah, attach ourselves to the masjid, to the house of Allah, attach ourselves to the Quran Sharif. So in that masjid, we will get time for i'tikaf, nafil i'tikaf, time for solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will make tilawat of the Quran, we'll make zikr of Allah. After Ramadan as well, those nights that we are spending in Taraweeh, we are spending in Tahajjud, 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats, after the month of Ramadan, according to our capacity, according to our ability, maintain it after the month of Ramadan. And it's time for solitude. Then we draw the nur from the masjid. We draw the nur from that time in solitude. And then during the day, we spread out amongst mankind with service to the creation of Allah, being of benefit to people, inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we cannot be of benefit to mankind, the least we can do is not harm anyone. So this is the life of the believer. خَيْرٌ nas أَنْفَعْهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of mankind is the one who is most beneficial to mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for amal, and make this Ramadan a means of change in our life, and make it a means of becoming very, very close, becoming the close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.